Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. It is 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Willis. If you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads if you want to. Lord, we come before you one more time, knowing the reason for this season. But we come asking that you put the divine wisdom in each and every member of this court, but not just us. Each elected official in Jefferson County and the staff that provides to the citizenship of our county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around this country because of all the adverse conditions that have occurred in the last week. We ask that you put your loving arms around those military personnel and their families. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we'll begin our meeting this morning with a time of public comment. If there's anyone present who wishes to make comment about any items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending the meeting remotely, please press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a rebid of a term contract for prisoner transportation services for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office airplane. Item C is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for proposals for Jefferson County Correctional Facility Professional Needs Assessment. Item D is to consider and approve execute receive and file an agreement number 25-077MR with Simply Verified LLC for background check services for human resources. Item E is to consider and approve execute receive and file a job order contract with GNG Enterprises for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 renovations in the amount of $183,060.34 in accordance with the Region 5 contract number 202-00905. This is subject to a budget transfer that we'll deal with under auditing. We are going to be moving auditing in front of purchasing, but the MIS department has told us it's going to take a little while to get that accomplished. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Spectrum Business for two digital receivers for the Emergency Management Office located at 1149 Pearl Street, Beaumont, Texas, 77701 in the amount of $82 monthly with one-time installation fee of $99. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 1 to their agreement with Constable Precinct 6 TRADS Search Services, which will implement a pricing supplement to include 300 transactions monthly at a rate of $120 monthly with TransUnion. Item H is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case the Alamo Letter Society. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Madam Purchasing Agent, is there any discussions we need to have under item C?
No.
Okay. And on that item G, is that the same service that's utilized by the other constables?
They all utilize. Now they switch from this.
Very good. All right. Any other discussion by the commissioners? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 For additional costs for remodel of the service center, item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for indigent health care for additional costs for a contract pharmacist in the amount of $36,000. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $352,690.14 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue from entities for inmate housing and mileage. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 534883 through 535106. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
There's only discussion I would make sure the court know and everyone know that we, our pharmacy, we, pharmacist was out for a period of time because of an incident, and we use quite a bit of relief pharmacy. That's one of the reasons why we're having that change.
Thank you, sir. All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a demolition waiver for an unsafe structure located at 1400 Delaware in Port Arthur, Texas. Dropping down to item E, to consider possibly approve, receive, and file County Commissioners continuing education transcript for Commissioner Everett Alford for 2025 pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 81.0025. Do I have a motion on items A and E?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B, which we don't really need a motion for, is to conduct a public hearing regarding proposed tax abatements for Project Phase 1 and Phase 2. For the Jefferson County and Bulk Solutions LLC for Project Cement pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. So we will now open up a public hearing. If anybody wishes to speak to that particular project, they may approach the lectern. And again, if you are attending the meeting electronically, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. Item C is considering possible approve a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Bulk Solutions LLC for Project Cement Phase 1 pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. Item D is considering possible approve a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Bulk Solutions LLC for Project Cement Phase 2 pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to emergency management, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the development of community wildfire protection plan. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, we have items under, I'm going to take all three Jefferson County Emergency Services District 1, 3, and 4 together. Item A for 1, it's considering possibly approve the reappointment of Robert Barnett and Mark Zambardino as commissioners to the Board of Jefferson County Emergency Services District 1. And to appoint Ryan Rawson as a commissioner to replace Hoyt Simmons, who is retiring. All of those appointments by Commissioner Willis. Item A under District 3 is considering possibly approve the reappointment of Brandon Rose by Commissioner Alford, Rich Corville by me, Colin Garrett by Commissioner Willis, and Darby Dogay by Commissioner Willis to fulfill the unexpired term of Commissioner Mike Dogay to the Board of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 775.035B. And item A under District 4 is to consider and possibly reappoint Robert Bordes, appointed by Commissioner Senegal, Davlin Walston by Commissioner Willis, Jeff Roebuck by Commissioner Alford to the Board of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 pursuant to Section 775.034B. of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion and second on those three items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, I have one item. Consider approve and ratify the hiring of Narissa Lacy as the mobile unit van driver at 102% of the salary range effective December 8, 2025. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Only discussion, Judge, was put on because we have an excellent candidate with a tremendous experience background, and met the needs to raise it to that level.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Crime Lab, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve a resolution for approval of a memorandum of understanding allowing the Crime Lab to share data on drug cases with the Drug Enforcement Administration through its National Forensic Laboratory Information System program. The MOU outlines the responsibilities of the DEA, including protection of any data provided by the Crime Lab, and the responsibility of the Crime Lab, including what data would be shared with the National Forensic Laboratory Information System and how it would be shared. Participation in this program would require no additional funds from the county. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner, moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under the Engineering Department, item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of Lot 22 River Ranch, Section 2. In the official public records of Jefferson County and all of 34.5 acres into Lot 1A and Lot 2A, Lano Moore Edition Number 1, lying in the D. Schott League A-11, Jefferson County, Texas, located on Moore Road and Lano Road in Precinct Number 1. It is located in the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met all of the City of Beaumont's and Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on this item?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Wilson.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. I would ask everybody to note that next week the Commissioner's Court will meet on Monday at 9 a.m. for a limited agenda, primarily to approve payment of our bills commissioners, y'all have anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Merry Christmas.
And I would note, Madam Engineer, I know that during budget hearing Commissioner Alford had asked that money be allocated, and we did allocate after he had begun an engineering study on LaBelle Road. And where are we on the engineering study on that particular road?
We have received the 95% complete document for review. So it's basically 100%. It's just we've got to look at it one more time, make sure all of our comments have been addressed. And then we will make sure that the bid documents are put together per purchasing, and then we'll bring it to Commissioner's Court.
Okay, so Commissioner Alford.
Yes.
And that's for the section of
Extension
Major Drive.
And Major Drive.
Yeah, so it's from 124 to just past where the LaBelle Road goes off to the landfill. So that's the section that is being proposed.
Okay. And Commissioner, did you have any concerns about any diversions of Interstate 10 traffic during construction or anything like that?
Well, that was one of the major things in the beginning. And from TxDOT right now, we are going to have some delays in some of the projects that TxDOT have. So we can't, we're not going to be able to just jump on it like we thought we would be able to because of some things that's going on at TxDOT we found out last week. And also, while we're on that subject, we have the Erie Street Bridge where we are in about close to 95% complete, and we at the county has employed an attorney to start on the easement and right away for that project, which is because of Air Products, and that facility was built here, the only one in the world, built right here in Jefferson County, and the large trucks and things that would be going through there. So it's a couple of projects that we can't just jump into because of those
issues
with I-10, 69, as a toll.
We can't get there.
All right. Anything further from any other elected officials?
I want to recognize Mr. David Stone. He brought the Alamo Letter Society. They brought it to our attention, and that's about to be wrapped up. We picked out a nice place for it out there between the flagpoles, and it's going to make a great addition to the outside of the courthouse. And I appreciate your work on that and adding that to the courthouse. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank y'all for your donation from the county. We call it accepting the stone that the builders
reject. Judge, I do have one. We have Laura Leist in the building. And if you don't mind, Laura, we will be doing a special presentation for Spindletop. If you don't mind, kind of let the public know right now. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Sure.
So we're having a celebration for the 125th anniversary of the Lucas Gusher bringing in the birth of the oil industry in Southeast Texas. And that will be on the day, on the 125th day, January the 10th. It's a Saturday at 10:30. Well, we're going to start at 9:30 in the morning with a rededication of the park. And thanks to Commissioner, the park has all been refreshed and remodeled, and we have new interpretive panels that were installed with a grant from the McFadden Ward Foundation. Couldn't have done any of this without the support of the Beaumont Heritage Society. And of course, Commissioner Alfred and his staff, your staff has just been wonderful. So please mark your calendars for 9:30, January the 10th. That's a Saturday. Would like all the commissioners to be there, please, and come out and help us celebrate. It'll be a very brief celebration, ribbon cutting for the rededication of the park. And then we're going to ask everybody to move on over to Gladys City, where they will release their gusher at that time at 10:30. In the morning, which was the day, the time and of the day of the 125th anniversary. So we hope to see everybody there, and we are getting press releases out to the public, and we'll be talking to the media and try to get a good crowd. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming and letting us know that. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anyone else? Well, we certainly thank each of you for your attendance here today. And for those of you that won't be here next week for our abbreviated meeting, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And Commissioner Senegal asked me for y'all to keep his gift under $500. All right, we are adjourned.